Now, we promised we would bring you Anne's update. Anne, distraught at how the Ulster Bank have been treating her. Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
And a lot of people, Anne, have been reacting today, saying they're distraught at the degree of your distress. And we promised you that we'd get in touch with the Ulster Bank, and we gave them until 10:30 today to sort you out. What has happened, Anne?
Stephen, shortly after I spoke to you, approximately about 10 minutes, I got a telephone call from Ulster Bank head office. Not here, head office. I can't thank you enough. So they are listening. They are. So you are the best show in the country. And they're going to get back to me. They're getting in touch with my wee local branch. And they're getting back to me. But people are so kind. But I wouldn't take a penny of anyone's money, Stephen.
Well, listen, Anne, do you feel slightly better now?
I do.
Good.
I do.
Well, look, and I'll say this. Well done to the Ulster Bank, and thank you, Ulster Bank, for helping your customer. Thank you very much. And all I would say to the Ulster Bank is, you see, when you're reviewing this whole scenario from start to finish, just think about how it would have been different for you if you had to come onto this programme and spoken to people like Anne. And whoever it is in your organisation, Ulster Bank, that has advised you not to speak to your customers on the Nolan Show, ask yourselves a question about that person who's advising you and ask if it's been the right strategy. And thank you very much indeed.
Stephen, thank you so much. And thank you. All the lovely people.
Thank you, Anne. I'm glad you can help.
But I wouldn't take any money off anyone, Stephen.
That's the power that talking does. That's the power that talking does.
Thank you,
Anne.
So
morning to you.
Stephen.